Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, Richies. We're going Privileged Galactic today in our look back at our fave episodes from last year. I mean, it's always entertaining when rich white men head to space, right?
Oh, truly. I mean, we may not understand it, but we sure do enjoy watching the weirdness of it all.
Yeah, and last year was definitely the year of the astronaut wannabe.
Yeah, so strap yourself in and get ready for launch, because we're going back to the episode when Tom Cruise was a big old loser.
In the space race and in general. Okay, so I'm sorry to report it, but Tom Cruise lost.
Oh no, he lost another captive? Or, as he calls them, of course, wives.
His team hasn't hired a new wife yet, so no. This time he lost the space race.
Oh man, poor Tommy. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be the first one to make a movie in outer space, but the Russians beat him to it.
I mean, he probably should have spent a little less time praising Xenu and a little more time in that zero gravity chamber.
Actually, I thought he slept in one of those.
No, I mean, I bet he sleeps upside down like a bat.
Right before he wakes up and puts on his human skin and inserts those giant teeth.
Exactly. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, October 6th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so it's one small step for man and one giant leap for a box of popcorn, M&Ms, and a Diet Coke.
Yep, humankind is going where no man or woman has gone before, to make a movie in space.
Something absolutely no one was asking for, right?
I mean, I know I wasn't.
And surprise, notorious overachiever, daredevil, and let's face it, guy with some kind of death wish, Tom Cruise, is not the one to do it first.
Yeah, I mean, poor Tom. He wanted so badly to be the first one to make a movie in space. In 2020, Tom revealed he was working on a $200 million film with director Doug Liman. Now, Doug's done a bunch of blockbusters, like two of the Bourne movies with Matt Damon, and he did 2017's American Made, which did star Tom Cruise. And This new film is set to be shot in space with the help of NASA and in collaboration with Elon Musk's SpaceX. Mm-hmm. It's going to be filmed on the International Space Station, and it was intended to be the first full-length feature film shot in space.
You know what they say about intentions? And the Russians. So the Russians beat Tom to the punch. Just yesterday, a Russian film crew launched into space to begin filming their feature film called The Challenge, not to be confused with Brooke's favorite MTV show.
Exactly.
So the film crew left Kazakhstan around 5 a.m. yesterday and reached the International Space Station at 8:12 a.m. I don't know about local times in space. I've always wondered that.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good question. I was not thinking that. I was more curious if Borat was going to be a part of this film. But I guess we have different minds.
We really do.
So the crew included Russian actor Yulia Parasild, director and producer Klim Shchepenko, and a real cosmonaut. That's what Russians call astronauts, which is really cute. So Borat is not on the list, apparently.
No. Big loss there.
So the crew set to film for 12 days in space before Yulia and Klim return to Earth. The cosmonaut will stay behind until March, probably to do really cool space stuff.
It's got
to
be the post-production work that always takes so long. And in space, it's going to take longer.
He's got to edit with his keyboard floating. It's going to be tough.
So both actor Yulia and director Klim are well known in Russia, and they were selected through a competition that was announced last November by the country's space agency.
Yeah, so their space agency is called Roscosmos.
They love the cosmos. They
really do it. They have a lot of fun over there, don't they?
Yeah.
So it's basically the Russian equivalent of NASA. And they chose Yulia and Klim through the competition that you mentioned due to their popularity in the entertainment industry. So Yulia has starred in a bunch of Russian films and TV series. And Klim directed a 2020 film called Surf, which has been one of Russia's highest grossing films ever.
Mm-hmm. And so now this new film, The Challenge, will use actual outer space as the setting for the movie that's about people in outer space.
Wow. So reportedly, it's about a Russian doctor who rushes to save the life of a cosmonaut aboard the International Space Station.
Yeah. I'm gonna grade the originality of this idea as like a D, because I mean, you're in space. There's so many things you could do with that story. And it's just such a classic, like somebody's life is in danger in space. Like, come on. That's every space movie.
Agree, 100%. I don't have any better ideas, but I agree with you.
No, I just complain, but I don't ever pitch anything better. Come on. Yeah. So there actually have been projects that have been shot in space before, but there's never been a full-length feature. So it's a pretty wild experiment in terms of filmmaking.
Yeah, it really is. So there was a 2012 science fiction 8-minute short film called Apogee of Fear, and it was filmed in space by entrepreneur and space tourist Richard Garriott, the son of an astronaut. Which, how rich do you have to be a space tourist?
I know. I mean, just being a tourist is like, oh, you need to have money, but space tourist, you sleep on money.
Yeah. I didn't even know that existed. That's how poor I am. So Tom Cruise actually narrated a 2002 IMAX documentary called Space Station 3D, which was also shot in space. Mm-hmm. So obviously he's been interested in space for a while. Like, he's got to be super pissed that he's not going to be the Neil Armstrong of space made movies.
Yeah. What a lost opportunity there.
Truly.
But Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise, he's still set on making his space movie dreams come true. I mean, come on. He thinks he's Maverick in every facet of his life, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So even though we've asked him many times, Tom Cruise just won't give up. He hasn't really said anything about all of this yet, but reports are that he might head to the International Space Station to film as early as this month. So I don't know. Is he going to like try to get a walk-on role, a float-on role?
I love the idea of him just being like, yeah, like I'm here for an under five. Like, I need this opportunity. And they're like, listen, we're astronauts. We don't have time for this. Get your camera out of here.
He's like, I'll hang out over at Craft Services, which is just a bunch of cubed wrapped food. Love it.
And that space ice cream. God, I loved that. So we all know Tom Cruise loves his stunts. He loves to be the first to do these very extreme stunts, despite the cost to insurance. And this movie opens up some pretty frightening possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look back at the stuff that he's done for like the Mission Impossible movies, these are things that other actors usually leave to special effects or stuntmen, people that are actually trained and paid to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But he's done things like flying a helicopter, skydiving, hanging onto the side of a plane, scaling a skyscraper. And he's also currently learning how to fly a World War II plane for Mission Impossible 8, which honestly, I'm more surprised that we're at 8 Mission Impossibles. I thought there were only 4.
I did not think it was 8, that's for sure. And we know that Tom really loves to run. Like, he's always running in his movies. I mean, maybe he's just really proud of his impeccable form. I don't know. I mean, there is apparently a lot of room on the space station, so it's as big as a soccer stadium, which I did not know.
That's me neither.
Insane. So plenty of room for jogging and his Apple box storage.
Although, is it jogging when you're floating? Like, I feel like he's gonna be really disappointed. He's like, I'm faster than this, I swear. And it's like, I don't know, your time is like 6 minutes to move 5 feet.
I feel like space is the one place I would enjoy running. The only place.
Okay, so Tom is not going to be the first to make a feature-length film in space. He knows that now. We all know that now. But that doesn't mean he won't do some other kind of first up there, right?
I mean, we won't want it, but he's going to do it, I'm sure.
He loves to give to people what they don't want.
Exactly.
So what do you think? Will he try to pull off some outrageous stunt? I mean, how far will Tom Cruise push the limits in outer space?
Well, a car chase is 100% out.
That's really unfortunate for him.
Yeah. He is going to be real up close and personal with Xenu.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe finally get to like, see if Xenu even wants him.
Well, a fun fact about space is that there aren't really bathrooms. So I feel like there's an opportunity there for him to just really be one with himself in a way that he should have been for a long time.
Keep those fun facts coming.
I don't know. Maybe next time Tom Cruise will be the first to run on the moon somehow.
Whoa. I mean, that man does love to run. It is fact.
Maybe he could just start out doing some moonwalking instead.
Arisha, get that image out of my head ASAP.
I'm sorry. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.